Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Thursday, April 23rd, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks for coming back in, everybody. Glad to have you back, and we're looking forward to having a good call tonight, really. But before we get too far along, let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue, which should be another wonderful teaching that she's been bringing, and we've really enjoyed it. So let's go ahead and pray the call in, and we can go to Sue. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that we have. You say to come to you with prayers of thanksgiving, and then make your requests known to you. So we do that. We thank you for everything we already have. And we thank you in advance for what we're about to receive. And we thank you for all the good things, all the good and perfect gifts that come down from above. Give us a great night tonight, we pray, Lord God, and give us a wonderful weekend and future. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, Sue, let's see what you found for us tonight. These teachings have been really, really good.
Well, I'm so glad you're liking them. This is a particularly strong one for our Big Call Thursday. And it's titled, You Were Made for a Mission. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and the one who is wise saves lives. Proverbs 11:30. Made for a mission. Jesus said, in the same way that you, Father, gave me a mission in the world, I give them, my followers, a mission in the world. John 17:18. The most important thing is that I complete my mission, the work that the Lord Jesus gave me, Acts 20:24. Jesus clearly understood his life mission on earth. At age 12, he said, I must be about my Father's business, Luke 2:49. 21 years later, dying on the cross, he said, It is finished, John 19:30. God is at work in the world, and he wants you to join him. Being in Christ includes being sent into the world as a representative of Christ. Jesus said, As the Father has sent me, I am sending you, John 20:21. Christ changed us from enemies into his friends and gave us the task of making others his friends also. 2 Corinthians 5:18. We have been sent to speak for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:20. Your mission is a continuation of Jesus' mission on earth. As his followers, we are to continue what Jesus started. Jesus said, Go to the people of all nations and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to do everything I have told you. Matthew 28:19. You are the only people that others will know as following me, and your mission is to share me with them. Your mission is a wonderful privilege. Although it is a big responsibility, it is also an incredible honor to be used by God. Just let those rest for a moment and take it in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you very much. That was a great little teaching. I like that. A lot of good things in there.
What made it little?
I like the fact. It was short. Short compared to some. But it was good. It was everything we needed at this time.
Yeah.
It was most appropriate. Thank you, Sue. And there's nothing little about our mission. Because we all have a mission. And I think we've done a pretty good job of explaining that, Sue, over the last 15 years, that this whole thing with exotic currencies is not for us. We benefit from it, but it's not designed just for us. We, each of us, has a mission. Each one of us has a mission. And this is what the call is about, the big call. This is what your calling, your gifting, your talents are all about. Because you say, well, what is my mission? I mean, do I have to go out to the mission field? Do I have to go to Africa? No, you don't. But if you're called to go there, if God's really asking you to go there, then you need to respond. We got enough of a mission field right here in the U.S. I was amazed to hear someone tonight talk about, and he's in Colorado, under a school out there in Colorado, and he said he went on a mission trip. Really nice guy. Said he went on a mission trip to Oklahoma. And I thought, mission trip to Oklahoma? Where the buckle of the Bible Belt? But Oklahoma is a mission field too. And so is every other town in this state and in this country. All of us have a mission. We have something that God's calling us to. And how we respond to it, how we respond to God and His Word, will determine how you adapt and go and help other people with everything that God's given you. Your giftings, your talents, everything that you have, your calling. Are you listening to what God's asking you to do? Are you hearing His still, small voice? And if you do, you can respond by saying yes and amen. Yes. Now, did the disciples go to all the world and preach the gospel? No, they did not. They stayed in Jerusalem. They stayed, they went to the synagogue, they practiced under the law, they did all of that. They did not go outside of that area. Guess who went? The disciple to the Gentiles, Paul. Paul was called to preach the gospel to the Gentiles, meaning non-Jewish people. And that's what he did. That's why all of the New Testament from Romans through Philemon is written by Paul. Even Hebrews, we believe, was written by Paul. And all of it is new covenant. It's our new agreement. It's our covenant that we have with God. The old covenant under the Old Testament is gone. What was the purpose of the law in the Old Testament? The purpose of it. God knew that nobody could keep that law. Nobody could keep all of the law. And then the Jews added, they had like 630-odd laws that they added to God's law. Nobody could keep that. God knew that. The law was there to show the people that they could not keep that law, that they couldn't keep it. It was a reflection on them. It says, look, all this is doing is showing you your sin. And Jesus took care of that on the cross for us who would believe. All we have to do is receive. When somebody, Sue, holds a gift out to you, what do you have to do? You have to take it. You have to receive the gift. That's what salvation is. It's a free gift. That wasn't free for Jesus. It wasn't free. It cost him his life, cost him quite a lot of pain and torture on the way to the cross. But that free gift of eternal life is extended to us, but we have to receive it. How do we receive it? By faith. By faith. That's all that God is really asking us to do, because we can't earn our salvation. We can't earn it. It's a free gift. It's very clear. It's very clear in Ephesians that salvation is a free gift. Eternal life is a free gift, but we have to receive it. How do we receive it? By faith. By believing. Only believe. You receive that free gift. Now you go on as a new believer in Christ. Behold, all things have passed away. Behold, old things have passed away. All things are become new. You're starting over as a believer in Christ. And then you go on from that point, and you do your very best to listen to God and to obey his word and to don't worry about sin. It's under the blood. That covenant that we have in the new covenant is a blood-bought covenant. Just like in the old days when they would agree on something and have an agreement, a covenant, they would cut their wrists or cut their hands and shake hands, and the mixing of that blood was the covenant. That was the seal for that covenant. And we have the blood of Christ on the cross that is the covenant. That is the seal that we have in the New Testament for our covenant. And so I think that was a really good teaching, Sue. I kind of took it in a different direction, but I love the fact that we each of us has a mission, and we just have to determine what that is. And you know what? If we get off track with our projects or we get off track on something, God will bring us right back on track. And it's kind of like a restart. We'll have that. It's like your GPS, you know. If you're going directions, you go down the street too far, you get redirected to get back on track. That's what God does with us all the time. Just redirects us. So thank you, Sue. That's what I got out of your teaching. Shall I keep going or shall I stop? Thank you, Sue. That was really good. And Bob, you know how I feel about this. How do you feel about this teaching tonight? What do you think of it?
Well, thank you, Bruce. I think you were the one that gave the teaching tonight. And Sue gave a short catalyst that triggered you to get up on the get up in front at the pulpit. And so it was great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob. That was nice of you. Thank you.
And a lot of what you said were things that I was thinking too, that it then, you know, go all the way back to the very first part, you know, we're made for a mission. It's like, it sounds like such a simple statement, but it's really quite profound, because it can be a simple, you know, four-word statement that can really give meaning and importance to your entire life. Because if you can embody that phrase, it can really change things. It's a difference between kind of going through life, you know, just drifting from this to that, from, you know, getting up, heading to work, going to the grocery store, coming home. Instead, there, with a mission, there's going to be numerous things that you'll do starting first thing in the morning and at periods of time during the day and after work, where your actions and your mind and soul will be focused on that mission that you have received in your prayers and in your life from God. And sometimes people's missions, you know, change and they do different things at different stages of their life, and it's never really easy to do, because living a mission implies an elevated sense of challenge, and you're really going to have to take those challenges, and in order to, you're going to have to summon, you know, forth all the strength of God and embody it and never shy away from the challenges that are going to come about as you work on your mission. And
that's right.
Keep an eye on completing your work. What is it? What's the end look like? When you've really done something great, what's it going to look like at the end? And then when it's done, pray and receive guidance and start new work. And really have faith that you can be your greatest self, and each new task, new project that you take on, you'll be able to do even better than the one before, because your strength is really increasing, and your ability to take on challenges is getting much better. And this next piece of work, you'll be able to really see it in its completed form and feel it and be it and actually live it out, and then share this work with other people. And the amount of passion that you bring forth with your work is going to touch other people. It's going to inspire others to also, live out their mission with passion as well. Someone who might be down a little bit needs to witness another's passion in order to inspire them. And this is really going to demonstrate, how it is that you really were made for a mission. It's the passion and faith. And as Bruce was saying, sometimes it can become troubled. It can become difficult. And if this is the circumstance where you've been dragged down, you can go right back to the beginning and again summon all the strength of God and embody it so that you can march on.
That's good, Bob. That's it. Exactly.
Sense.
A lot of times we'll get redirected. We may be going down the right path, and then we could get sideways. And God will bring us back to the correct path that we should be on. Thank you, Bob. I like that. That's really good. And it's very important for us to know what our mission is. And Sue, I think more than anybody, knows what her mission is. Coaching, teaching, uplifting, helping, doing all the things you've been doing for the last almost 11 years on the Big Call. And Bob is doing it. He's doing his mission, health and nutrition, everything that we get from Bob and Boomers. Sue, what do you think? I thought this was a really good teaching. I love the fact that, we're a man with a mission or a woman with a mission. What do you think? Do you have any different opinion on your mission? What your mission is and how you're going about it?
I'm happy to talk about quote unquote my mission, but I am going to talk about a little bit of this in my segment, but I was really listening, and I got to tease this out because we're in a new era where we're going to use some higher order thinking skills is what it's called, where you've got to really listen. And I was really listening to what you were saying about, this free gift and it's eternal life and it's this and that.
Yep.
And something was happening inside of me, and so I'm going to talk about, because we have the people that are on this call are coming together probably initially through this, like, oh, great, I'm going to have abundance. I'm going to have freedom. And then everybody found out that abundance and that freedom, if they really wanted to maximize it, was going to be also about doing projects that would create meaning when jobs won't really be the thing, but meaning are happening. So that's a very different, this is not retirement. I'd like to think of it as refirement.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the nuances that people are going to go through when this happens, which is the work that I do? There's eternal life. There's talking about that. But then there's KPI, key performance indicators. And this is going to get into how you pick the people you're around. You can tell when somebody is inspired and engaged in their mission, right? By what they're doing. What kind of results are they getting? Look at boomers. Look at the results. Look at how Bob is so into it that he created a whole company. He healed his best friend. He's got all these people with these incredible testimonials with, you know, scientists that can't wait to work with him because he's got such a pure intent to serve the world. You'll hear mine when we get to my segment. So
okay. The
reason why I picked this teaching is you're going to know people by their fruits. You're going to know people by, and this is going to be really important, write this down. You're going to be sitting, I use this in my call, you're going to be sitting in the room picking people that may have $15 million in their bank account, and maybe they still have to work. But why are they going to be with you? Because you're doing something and you can ignite that purpose, that mission, it's not going to be like it was. You, the leader, have to inspire people with the meaning and the mission of what you want to do. And you can't say, hey, we've got a really big mission. No, you've got to be able to say, we're doing something unique to bring Christ to this world through how we handle blank, blank. And the reason we're on this call is, and you've watched our arc, you know, in the beginning we were nice and generic, and now it's getting more and more. My work is about readying the future leaders of the new, healthy humanitarian projects. Sovereign founders is what we call them. We don't use the word humanitarian, and getting them ready to be exploring the tools they need, the people they need, the thinking they need, everything they need to actually start doing these projects. We're doing our projects now, building them, mm-hmm. thinking about them, constructing them, languaging them. So to me, having a mission and then getting clear about it, and then how do you know that you're actually getting traction? Key performance indicators. That's a big management. But you're going to know by what are our results. What are you seeing? What are you seeing? Are people signing up for what you're doing? What are you seeing? That's how you know you're on your mission, because you'll see the fruits of your mission. Make sense?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Absolutely, I get it. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we want. You know, by your fruit, you shall know them. And that's exactly right. You said that. And that's why key performance indicators should indicate some fruit that is not low-hanging fruit, but fruit in everything that we set about on our projects. You know,
exactly.
That's part of our mission. Yeah. I get it. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Sue, thank you for those comments. Very
You're
much.
Welcome.
Thank you. I like that teaching. I thought it was great. As we move in to prayer and praise, let's see. We had a lot on Tuesday night.
Yes,
more
unfortunately
than normal.
It's reversed.
Way more.
And I have a great...
We have one.
Exactly. We have one, and I have just some really interesting stuff coming up for my segment, so everybody's going to want to tune in. So let's go to Gigi, because we don't have anything from Pastor Scott, whatever that means.
Okay.
Pastor Scott.
Okay.
Scott. Life and painful circumstances are overwhelming, and we all go through difficult times, therefore we pray for strength and courage. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything. James 1:24. Today we pray to our heavenly and loving Father for the following. For all our wonderful leaders and listeners on the Big Call, especially for their health and finances, debt jubilee and RV blessing, we continue to pray for all the prayer requests on this Big Call, especially everyone's health and well-being. May the U.S., Israel, and Iran reach a peace agreement very soon. It always seems impossible until it's done. Nelson Mandela. Perseverance is the hard work you do after you get tired of doing the hard work you already did. That's good. That's good, Jeannie. Newt Gingrich. It's not that I'm so smart. It's just that I stay with problems longer. Yep. Albert Einstein. Through Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed and peaceful weekend and stay safe. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. Very good. I like some of those quotes. Really good. Thank you. And, that's our prayer. That's our prayer. And, you know, Sue, you know, I was thinking today, we've all lost people waiting for this to go. I don't know if everybody has, but I have. I've lost at least 6 or 8 people that I've known to be part of this that didn't make it. And, you know, obviously my own wife was one 11 and a half years ago.
Did you know that David Wilcock left?
Did you mean he passed away?
Yes.
Is that what you meant? No, I did not know that.
Okay.
Sorry to hear that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a shame. Really, it's a shame.
I know.
So young, too. Well, you know, Sue, the point is, and Bob, the point is we've known people that haven't made it all the way through to the other side, so to speak, haven't made it to the finish line. And it's true of people. It's even true of our animal friends, our pets, who are part of our family. I mean, I've lost kitty cats. Some people have lost dogs, cats, and there's a hurt, there's a void when that happens. And I just want to pray for all of us right now. Heavenly Father, we're just praying for everyone who has lost a family member, a close friend, an associate, could be anyone that we've lost who were in this to the end, but they didn't make it all the way through. It's true of our animal friends, our cats, our dogs. We just thank you that there are voids in our heart for our animals that we've lost. And Lord God, we just ask that you'd fill those voids. Fill those voids with the love and the peace of Jesus the Christ. Give us all, you know, the love that we need to sustain ourselves as we love others, as you have first loved us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, I'm sorry to hear about David Wilcock. That is sad. Yeah, and I listened to him for years.
Suicide.
Are you serious? Really?
I know. Yep.
Oh, man. Well, I guess he was disturbed enough to do that. That's sad to hear. Okay, yep. Sue.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's thank you for those prayers. And thank you for Jeannie, too. Well, we had a lot last Tuesday, and we didn't have tonight, but that's okay. Sue, tell us what your segment is going to be about. Tell us what you'd like us to hear, and I'm interested in your mission, because I know what your mission is, but still, I'm interested in hearing what you have to say about it.
Yeah, that's interesting. So we launched The Final Frontier, which is being a founder in the age of abundance and AI. And we're going to talk about, and so everybody get your pens out because there are going to be some really important applications, strategies that you can use, just some cool little tidbits in this segment. And, of course, we'll have an offer for you. But here's what was really fun about this class. I'll just start with a couple of interesting things, and we have some great testimonials. So I have been involved in it's kind of called applied brain science. It's how, you know, our brain uses different frequencies for learning, for stabilizing memory, for all these things, for over about 20, probably 30 years now. And so I accumulated these sound scientists, these people that were exploring original music and how it affects the brain. That whole thing is really, really taking off. Bob, this will interest you. MIT Media Lab is really just going all guns on studying the effect of gamma brain waves, and that's 40 hertz, and it's how people are going to regulate, you know, what is happening, making their brain more coherent. And why are they doing that? Because in the age of AI, your ability to regulate and keep up with the learning that is coming at you is going to be your attention and your ability to accelerate your learning, embed your learning, release your learning. It's everywhere in the cognitive sciences. It's literally the final frontier. So we do some really unusual things that you're going to have access to tonight if you want. But this one scientist gave me some new music, and he's been working with, I just found this out today, with the MIT Media Lab, and I've known him for 15 years, and he said, here, you can use this for your course. And it's called polyrhythmic music. And so we play that at the beginning of the class, before the class starts, for a good half hour. And what it does is it allows all the people to just get in this super learning state where they're just really, their brain, their whole brain is coming online, and it's two or three different rhythms happening at the same time. So we do that, and that's really cool. And if you ever buy a course of ours, you're going to get a meditation. We call it Neuroplasticity in Christ. So you can just more deeply get learning into your nervous system. That's like something that we just, that's like the cornerstone of how we do our learning, growing founders mission. So that's really fun. I'm going to read you one testimonial and then I'm going to read a few others, but this is super cool. This woman is from Linda. Thank you for the spacing between the bullet points in the class material. I find it easier to read a few lines and absorb, then reread to commit the information before going forward. First time is new information, second time after pondering the meaning. I appreciate the spatial allowance it gives my brain to focus on the information instead of constant reading of words, forming of paragraphs, etc. What we are doing requires us to be able to read and understand more than just words. We need to have the understanding, intention, and know the heart behind the sentence. Thank you for giving us space to stop, think, ponder, and make notes for future reference. It has been life-changing spending time with you and the pod members on this blessed journey. So I wanted to go and see. I got that this morning. Thank you, Linda. And I knew this from other work that I'd done that's research-based. Check this out. It turns out that, again, MIT Media Lab, Stanford, Please write this down, everybody. Bruce, Bob, when you start launching your project, when you give instructions, so we like double space everything, so when they're reading it, it's not dense in the brain. It's not like
white
which
space.
Is like what I get. When I'm getting the prayer request, it's, you know, it's just text. It's oh my god. You know? So here's what you want to do. It turns out that when you're writing something to someone, you want to, or especially if you're communicating like instruction or something, double space and give their brain the space to take it in, and you are going to be reducing their cognitive load by 40 to 50%. And so that's why you're going to hear the rest of the testimonials. When people come to our classes, they just learn so much because they're getting a meditation. They're getting, you know, sitting in the quiet with this neuro-enhancing music. And then they get a class that's designed to augment. And it's serious because if you're sending dense stuff, you're reducing people's intelligence. That's what's going to be coming out. And our number one mission is to get human intelligence up to speed. So we do let that eternal life come through us, and we are excited, and we are integrated, and we are in integrity, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read, I'll read a couple here. We got time, so I'm just going to read a few. Hi, Sue. I love the class. My excitement is off the charts. I see myself accomplishing more things than I ever thought possible. You are a person who stirs everyone's thinking and imagination. You cause us to imagine ourselves accomplishing things in the new world that we haven't even seen yet. Thank you for sharing that talent. Here's another one. Thank you for all you're doing. Profound shifts in last night's class. Here's another one. I'll do this one. And I'll tell you why these are important. Because you want to start finding people. I just wanted to tell you that the minute you started speaking tonight, my heart was filled with love and joy. The knowledge we have gained with this extended time is so absolutely precious and truly priceless. Now, why are these people saying this? And why? How does that apply to people that aren't in this class but may be open to what I'm about to offer? Here's what people don't really realize. They're creating an internet that's beyond a quantum internet. They're doing it right now. That article just came out today. You are about to be living in a world that is going to go through literally changing the way you perceive the tools you use, how you collaborate with people, what people are talking about. The basis of relationship is not going to be economic. It's going to be collaborative. And if you don't have access, if you're not kind of, it's basic, here's what I want to say. You're basically going to be learning a new language. And that language has to have both sides of your brain up to speed. It's not going to be all linear, logical, external. It has to be your internal and your external, your creative and your logical, your adaptive brain coming online. So imagine that you were dropped in the middle of, give us an exotic place, Bruce, where the language is totally new. That's what it's going to be like. If you were dropped into a place and you didn't know a soul, and they're speaking about all this language that you've, I know a lot of Chinese people where I am, and they came over not knowing any English to a new place, so that shows you it can be done. But it's It's intense on your brain. So what we are doing for you, for the people that are going to be involved in projects, and or let's say you don't want to do a huge project, but you want to do something, getting what we're going to suggest first, which is the sovereign endowments. And I want to read you a testimonial on that. The most important thing for going forward that most people don't have is safety in their body. When people go into something new, their nervous system goes, basically starts running a smoke alarm. That sounds like a Parisian ambulance, doesn't it? It's just that literally when your brain is encountering something new and the pattern isn't what it's been, your brain is designed to be a predictive machine. That's a whole nother topic. And it's going to go in, unless you've been training it to get really comfortable with the new and the unknown, and how many people that do you know that's actually, you know, they're in a lot of stress already, but when you amplify that with a lot of new people and a lot of new things to think about, they don't know how to regulate their attention. So we created this masterpiece for Christ-based founders called the Sovereign Endowments. And I want to get you that. Here we go. Class last night was informative, very informative and grounding. Make this class so inspiring and powerful. We just have one couple, I can't find them, too many emails. We had a couple that wrote in and said that they had been working on the Sovereign Endowments for just 5 days, Bruce, and they couldn't get over how clearer, how less anxious they were, and especially for couples. Because when your partner is feeling funky, you pick it up, and then they pick it up, and then you bounce it back. You kind of amplify that state back and forth. So here's what I'm going to suggest everybody do. Can you imagine having a resource which is going to give you 2 meditations so that you can see yourself walking in your full authority to this new life? So you'll have things like the true beholding, releasing who you were, receiving who you are, the enlarging, releasing the grip of scarcity, receiving what was always meant to be yours, the true seeing, reading capacity clearly, choosing and building teams that last, the holy wondering, moving from fixed states into expanded, grounded, luminous presence, the worthy sovereign, stepping into what you've never experienced before, sustained by faith and not by history, the dissolving, when resistance meets grace in yourself, your team, and the people you love, the clearing, disentangling from what is dissolving and entangling with what Christ is calling forward, the sacred steadfast, holding open, holding strong, never holding rigid, the luminous courage, moving forward to love when the ground is shifting beneath you, and opening the new living field, closing what was, summoning what is ready to emerge. These are 10 powerful practices that will take you 2 minutes based on scripture, and it'll take you 2 minutes to listen to and practice. And they're coming from where I've used these neuroscience-based practices to get scripture into the body over the past 35 years. So they're incredibly elegant, They're designed for people that are really, really busy, and they're designed using the latest proven, you'll get the 30 resources and the research paper that was included in this to make these so you're calm. You don't have too much information in you. You can walk into situations and you can be very clear on how you're designing your family, your life. There are going to be so many things that are going to have to require you to be secure, stable, and wise inside. Wise inside. So this is changing you from the inside out. And if you want to be a founder that is going to be able to represent what Christ came and what this really is, this time is the time to demonstrate that you actually have been reading your scripture, that you actually know what that is, that it's in your body, it's not in your head. You're not talking about it. You're living from it. This is going to help you do that. So if you're interested in that, just send us an email to integratedminds, M-I-N-D-S, and put endow. It's a beautiful cover art with a crown on it. And it's really for people that just want to, first principles, get into the most precise, precision-based way to get this into your body and into your mind so you can really walk this path out as Christ would like you to. Send us an email, integratedminds@hushmail.com. It's $100, your name, your telephone number, and we will be getting that out to you. And it's something you will be using. Everybody that's gotten it says in like 2 or 3 days, they've seen a profound change in how they look at themselves, at their life, because the practice dissolves all this old stuff that doesn't belong to you. So that's my segment for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. And just to remind everybody, in that email, let Sue know whether you have PayPal or you don't have PayPal. So she'll find a different way to invoice you if you don't
right.
have PayPal. Very good, Sue. Thank you for that. And that's Endow 100. Yeah.
Endow 100.
Thank you, Sue. Excellent. I know it was a very good class, and I know everybody's going to love getting those audio downloads of that class. Two classes.
Yeah.
About 3 hours total. Yeah. All right, Sue. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Bruce.
Absolutely. And as we move over to Bob's neck of the woods down there in St. Petersburg, Florida. Bob, what is it that Boomers is up to today? And tell us what that is and whether we've got testimonials, which I hope we have, that'll tell us just how good these products are working for people.
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, you know, you were talking about gamma waves earlier,
mm-hmm.
and there's some new technology that has just recently been pieced together in regard to brainwave science, where now anybody with the right sequence of technologies can track their brainwaves over the course of the day and feed it, and then create an intervention, whether it's meditation or breath work or heart math, or in this case, red light they were talking about on this video. And then mm-hmm. you then have an app that hooks with Bluetooth to the device that's on your head that's tracking your brainwaves, and it brings the data into that app and it stores it in the cloud. And then you can put that data into Gemini or ChatGPT, and it will show you by comparative observation where your brain waves were before the intervention and then after the intervention. And
that's
this
cool.
Is
What's
new.
It called? Okay.
Well, it's all different, and it's a video that's about 15, it's like 13 minutes long, and the doctor
okay.
is named Cody Rall, R-A-L-L. And
R-A-L-L,
his,
okay.
Yep. And his channel is called Tech for Psych. So it's T-E-C-H-F-O-R-P-S-Y-C-H. And he explains the whole system and gives you every piece of technology that you need. And he's describing how this is such a major breakthrough, because before you could get, you know, a positron emission tomography or some other type of you know, biophotonics that would give you a snapshot of your brain. But now you can track
right.
it all day long if you want to, and do all different types of interventions. So he demonstrated
That's
putting
so cool.
red light into his brain, like right through his nose. And and it turns out that he can change his brain waves in general globally to the tune of the wave of light that's being put in. So if you want to stimulate
wow.
alpha in the 10 hertz range, you can put 10
right.
hertz of red light in, and it amplifies your alpha. It was really it's really
wow.
quite cool. But so that red light also upregulates the amplitude, which is huge, because that amplitude
wow. yeah.
allows for transference of neurotransmitters across the synapse, and then
yep.
the following of the metabolic pathway in the receptor cell. And so you can actually
yeah.
see this now on graphs. So you put this data in, and Gemini will print you out like five different graphs with an explanation, a narrative explanation of exactly what's happening in your brain.
Which then
cool.
becomes a feedback loop. It is so cool. God, thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
Because it's all going to be learning and feedback and upgrade and everything. This is, everybody better get ready, because it's, people are going to be doing this, and you'll probably get selected in jobs because you're, so what are you doing for your psych tech? You know, it's true.
Right.
Yeah, really
yeah.
good.
It's tech psych, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a big part of it, too, is, you know, the neuroplasticity, the neurogenesis,
yep.
the synaptic genesis, and the role that brain-derived nootropic factor plays in that. And that's why we see so many testimonials about Myotrol, that where people are talking about their focus and concentration has improved. They're literally growing new brain cells from using the Myotrol. And,
yeah,
cool.
Anyway, I'm just going to give one testimonial tonight. Bruce, this lady wrote in a really long testimonial. It's
yeah.
very creative, and I'm going to have to summarize it because it's like 2 pages long. But essentially
oh, wow.
what she was saying is that she started out by saying, I've had issues with my back for about 6 years now, and over the years it's gotten steadily worse. And then she talks about having lost a lot of weight, which she needed to lose, and then throws in this random thing that I thought was really interesting, and she switches over to vertigo. She says, my vertigo continues, but I cured myself of the vertigo by accidentally shocking myself with a lawnmower battery. It was like getting a blood transfusion, and now I feel like a new person. So anyway, she goes on about all this neurologic back pain. She's 64 years old, and she's talking about being in her garden, and she would do a half-hour work in her garden, and then she'd be in bed for 4 days. And then she said, listen to this. This past Saturday, I baked 54 loaf pans of several varieties of sweet breads. After the first batch, my back was hurting, so I laid down for 45 minutes, and my back quit hurting. I made 3 more batches after that and didn't have to go for the heating pad or stay in bed. The next day, I was back outside working in the garden. And then she says, today, I went for my massage appointment. It was the first time that my ribs were all in place and my vertebrae wasn't inverted or out of place. When the massage therapist was working on my back, she said, this is working. I can actually feel tissue where before it was only bone.
Wow.
And she says, I'm not completely pain-free yet, but it's more manageable now than before. It would get to the point where I didn't want to take a breath because of the pain. I will be taking this collagene until I don't need it anymore. Thank you for this miracle that is changing my body and for my massage therapist that has me up and moving. She actually said she was going to try it for her shoulder. I'm a believer in this product, and I hope it helps others get relief like I'm getting. My next order ships soon. Thank you. And so this is some lady writing in about collagen. And I just spoke to somebody today who had a severe accident. And their leg was really injured badly. And they're on a very heavy medication for nerve pain. And they want to know, is there anything you do? And I say, listen, collagen has a specific molecule in it for the specific person purpose of blocking neuropathic pain. I said, start using it, and even though you still have pain, even though you're taking this medication, maybe the collagen will make it so all the pain goes away, and then you could very, very slowly titrate down the medication and see if the collagen does it all by itself. And this is an interesting thing because we know that it helps with pain, but what I don't know is how it helped with her vertebrae going back in place and her ribs going back in place. The only thing I can think of is that because of the pain, she was always contracted and the tension in her muscles was forcing her bones out of place. And by the pain going away, she was able to relax, and and everything went back in place naturally.
Exactly.
That's the testimonial that we got. We got a bunch of other short ones that we'll go over maybe some other time because I want to make sure people know, especially for, you know, right now, tonight, that we have a new sale that we started on Tuesday. We have 4 of our most popular products that are on sale 20% off. And the first one is Boomer Boost. And Boomer Boost is, it doesn't go on sale very often, but here it is. And the second one, Bruce, is the travel size of Gladiator Barley. Now, when we say travel size, what we mean is it's a half-size jar from the normal full size, and that's a one-month supply for a person who's first starting out. And so you can now, if you're thinking of trying that barley, this is the time to do it because we specifically put the starter size on sale, 20% off. And so you can now get that for less than $40. You can try that barley for a whole month to see if it does for you like it's done for about 10,000 other people. And the other 2 products, Bruce, one is our premium probiotics, and the other one is our lignans. And 2 things that that I saw today, one was a person that I spoke to who had the exact problem that our barley was created for. And anybody's listening, you know someone who's got this, we have a very, very good remedy for it. And what her issue was is she had had her colon removed, and she'd had it removed when she was very young, like 9 years old. And now, you know, in her 40s, still living with no colon. And I explained to her how when Ken Campbell talked with us about creating this probiotic, he mentioned about being able to bypass the colon and the need for your colon to make metabolites, including the precursors to neurotransmitters. And so he has a process with a vat where he puts the sprouted barley seeds and adds mineral water and probiotics and lets it ferment, and it creates the same metabolites that normally would be created in your colon. And people absorb them in their small intestine, and they can now have all those metabolites, which are so crucial for life. And that product's on sale right now, too. If you know someone who needs premium probiotics that has problems with their gut, whether it's a disease, colitis, whatever, they can use these probiotics. And the other one is lignans. And, I saw an article today by a medical doctor who was talking about the half-life of medical science and how when a student graduates from medical school, by the time they graduate, half of what they learned in the first year of medical school, it has been disproven. So medical knowledge has a half-life. And one of the things they talked about was how in the past, every woman, when they started menopause, would be put on medication. And they now know that you absolutely don't want to do that. You need to have a much more thorough picture of the totality of the person's hormones and how they cross over from sex hormones to thyroid hormones, et cetera, and how you need to test the person's complete profile and then have a precisely measured, a chronometric strategy for addressing those issues. And one of the things we do know is that lignans, there's 27 different lignans in the product. These are flax hull lignans, and they tend to act like adaptogens. And when women take them, when they start to get older, 40, 45, 50 years old, it helps tremendously with premenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. Some people suffer for 15 years with issues, and all along the way, the lignans will help them. And that's still not part of any kind of mainstream medicine. They're treating, you know, women's issues in menopause much differently, but we don't know of anything that works better than lignans. And so that's what's going on with that sale. Bruce, and let me see. So if people go also tonight or tomorrow, we talked before about the 8 products that were on sale, half price, right? Heirloom barley, mm-hmm. collagen peptides, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D, ashwagandha, resveratrol, vitamin B, olive leaf extract. If you buy 3, you get them all 50% off. And you can mix and match, or you can get three of one thing. That does not cross over and benefit the previous sale in any way. The previous sale is separate. So pick the one that works best for you. Just say this, Bruce, we were talking earlier about brain waves and electrical potential in the brain and how necessary it is to be able to have a very adaptable brain that's adaptable physically, that has all the stimulus and substrates needed. Well, omega-3s will definitely help with that. And the reason is this. Omega-3s have DHA in it, right? And DHA makes up about 12% of the cell wall, the lining of the cell, in the cones and rods in your eyes. And that DHA is an ancient molecule. It hasn't changed in 2 billion years. Molecules over time change based on what's going on in the atmosphere with pulsed electromagnetic changes from the core of the Earth. and molecules will morph and change, but DHA has remained the same, and it acts as a transducer, and it has the ability to convert photons into electrons. So when light hits your eyes, the DHA from that omega-3 fatty acid powers up your brain with electricity, right? And without that electricity, the neurotransmitters have a very hard time getting across the synapse, leaving the supply cell, jumping across to the receptor cell, and then inside that cell, stimulating the metabolic pathway that makes it, for example, so that you're not depressed. If you have low electrical potential because you don't consume enough DHA, right, you're going to probably feel a little bit depressed, and omega-3s will upregulate the amplitude in your brain. You do that with some myotrol that boosts your brain-derived nootropic factor. You want to take three of these omega-3 pills. Two will give you a little bit of a boost, but if you want to max it out, have the highest possible electrical potential, you want to take three of those, right?
Okay.
Do that with some meditation on your pineal gland, and exercise. Exercise also increases the electricity in your brain, because when you exercise, your body fluids move, and they move more forcefully. So it increases your blood flow, it increases your lymph flow, and it increases the flow and pressure of your cerebral spinal fluid. And your pineal gland sits in a ventricle, and it's coated in calcite crystals. And when the cerebral spinal fluid enters that ventricle and creates pressure, that pressure creates the piezoelectricity that helps power your brain. And so when you exercise, you're going to increase that source of electricity. And then, of course, the main way you make electricity is from the Krebs cycle in the mitochondria in your cells. And we know that when you use Boomer Boost, which is one of the products on sale, that has every substrate that will upregulate your production in the Krebs cycle. And myotrol, you go back to myotrol, right? Here's the last bit to it. There's a balance in your Krebs cycle of NADH and NAD+. When you have the right amount of each, you produce electricity very, very efficiently. If it gets out of balance, it sputters, and your brain will suffer from a low level of electricity, okay? In myotrol is a specific molecule that activates the gene that creates that balance, that monitors that balance in the Krebs cycle and constantly is rebalancing it. As you age, that gene tends to go dormant, and the myotrol stimulates it back into action and upregulates the power in your brain. And that's part of the reason why people are feeling so good when they take myotrol. It's the BDNF, and it's also the balance of that NADH and NAD+. And so this is, the more we learn about how the brain is actually functioning with electricity, with electromagnetism, with chemistry of neurotransmission, and how it's attached in the quantum realm to memory sites in the field, the more we can have very specific types of interventions that help your brain. So more and more and more, we're learning about exactly what to do to upregulate your brain so that you can thrive and survive in this new age of AI and rapid change, quantum computers. Right, and so you want to be able to keep up. Yeah, you want to be able to keep up. That's how you do it. You use those products, and you if you want to monitor your own brainwaves, that's a whole other story. But maybe Sue can do a talk about that sometime.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's Bruce, that is 10:16, and that's what I had to say for today.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. Quite a nice discussion. Yeah, really. Everything that included quite a bit in there, Bob. Very good. Feel like we just got a master class in brain science tonight and BDNF.
Well, I was inspired. I was inspired by you, Bruce, when you were commenting on Sue's teachings. Right? It just kind of set the stage for the whole night.
Oh, thank you. Well, we'll give Sue some of the credit for that. That's for sure. Excellent. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Yeah, that's just, man, that's amazing. So to get to Bob's site, to take advantage of both of these sales, you don't have to do both. You could do one or the other, or you could do both. Go to bigcalluniverse.com. When you get on my site, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link to Bob's website. So, boom, you click on it, boom, you're right in Boomer's website, and then you can click on the product menu. You can click on the sale tab, and you can see what's on sale. And Bob did a really good job of explaining both of these sales. One is on four different products. They're all powders, and they're all really important. And I like the idea of the travel size of Gladiator barley. We haven't really offered that before that I'm aware of, especially on sale at 20% off. So if you're starting out, you get a full-size canister of Boomer Boost, which is on sale, 20 off. And then you can buy one or more of the travel size, which for the first month is a full month supply, even though it's half the size of a full canister, because you start off more slowly with smaller amounts for the first month. By the second month, you're into, you know, the full-size canister. So if you're already taking Gladiator barley and you're using that with Boomer Boost, if you want to buy two of the travel size equals one full-size. If you've been doing Gladiator barley for months or years or whatever, you could pick up a number of these travel size canisters and use them as you would a full canister. But if you're starting out first time, then the travel size will be a month supply. That's really good. I like the premium probiotics. I like the lignans. All four of those are powders are all 20% off. Now, shift to the other sale Bob talked about, the eight products that are all 50% off if you buy three or more of those eight products. This is not a mix and match with the other four products. This is a separate group of products that are a super deal at 50% off or half off, and you need to buy three or more of those. And I think when I took advantage of that sale, I bought, you know, five or six of those products. So do that. Remember, there is a number to call if you want to talk to customer support about Boomers. Then the number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. All right? So be sure to take advantage of that. And that's how you get to it. All right, let's talk about where we are on our intel. Now, I have to tell you, today it's light. We had a lot of intel for Tuesday night's call. If you guys remember what was said on Tuesday, it was pretty substantial. Tonight is light, but I think I have what we need. We always try to put this in terms of a timeline. I like to know where we are based on where we've been recently, where we are now, and where we're going to be in the next few days. So let's just position this that way so everybody gets a clear understanding of where we are. Okay. One of our top sources one of our top sources today said that we are pending for this weekend, which would be a Saturday, Sunday, pending for the weekend based on what happens tomorrow. So there is some discussion about moving forward in several aspects, but based on what is decided or what happens in the process tomorrow would affect whether we start over the weekend with notifications, etc. Remember, we've had no change so far in the EBS EAS kicking in starting Friday or Saturday. Now, my gut is always to defer to the second day, not the first, but maybe Saturday. So it's possible that EBS does kick in with some information, and it could be pretty interesting. I'm not going to say what I know about it, but it is pretty interesting what should come out in the first few hours of the EBS broadcasting. Remember, that's emergency broadcast system. Also, we have an emergency alert system. The theory is both will be utilized, and by what I'm told, they will both be global announcements, not just for the United States. These could very well be something that the entire world will hear. So we'll see how that goes and when it starts. The other thing that's more prescient to us right now is, what about the tariff dividends that we're going to receive? There is discussion in our Treasury whether or not they want to come out with so-called all of it, meaning all of the tariff dividends to each of us, or whether they're going to decide to meet it out monthly, like we've talked about in the past. Evidently, certain factors in the Treasury want it to come out more or less all at once, sort of like a lump sum to us. And I don't know where President Trump stands on this particular aspect of it. But whatever they decide, it'll be fine with us. We're mainly looking for our notifications, which could happen over the weekend. And then if they do, we're golden and we set our appointments and we start exchanges. The other thing is that the tariff dividends, they are still deciding how they're best going to bring that out. As of today, they were still in discussion about it. Now, the theory is that they might bring those out for direct deposit, and that's what the vast majority of us will get, it is a direct deposit into our bank account. And that could happen Sunday, Monday. I don't know that it would happen over the weekend, but the tariff dividends are supposed to occur Sunday, Monday, was the last opportunity that we heard that we would receive it, this Sunday and this coming Monday. Now, we'll see, obviously, what will happen about that. What I'm finding is that we have been pushed. As you guys know, we've been looking for tariff dividends for a while. We've been looking for our 800 numbers for quite a while. We've been looking for everything else that we're going to receive, like our increases in Social Security. I can almost guarantee you it's not going to be this month. We've been told it would be in the last week of April. That's next week. Or this coming week. I usually try to say it as this coming week. And it is still possible. But I'm certainly not going to hold my breath for a Social Security increase. And some of that intel that's coming from Social Security has been off, let's say. Hasn't been accurate. So we'll have to see about that. Obviously, I'm not sweating an increase in Social Security. When we get it, we get it. But tariff dividends, that could be a nice piece of change. Our R&R, our DOGE, those two, if you're if you're exchanging currency, are supposed to come at the redemption center when you go. Now, remember, today, redemption center leaders were told to go in. I don't know how long they stayed. I don't have that. I don't know if they saw rates on screens. I don't have that. There's a lot I don't have so far for this call. But you know as well as I do, after we hang up tonight, I'll get more information later tonight that I wish I'd had now. I don't have it now. So we're going to have to see what happens over the weekend and what happens on Tuesday when we have another call again. Hopefully, we're getting everything that we've said that we're going to get with toll-free numbers, and we're starting exchanges by then. By Tuesday. We'll see. This thing is definitely a moving target. And apparently, the conflict with Iran has nothing to do with it. Apparently, that's what I'm being told. And right now, President Trump is waiting to see if Iran will come back to the table and put out a reasonable agreement for peace in Iran, or whether Iran does not come to the party and with new leadership, with a new attitude, and I just hope that we don't have to blow the last 25% of the targets that we have targeted in Iran, which would be power plants, bridges, God knows what else would be bombed. But I'm ready. You know, President Trump doesn't want this to go on any longer. He wants Iran to come to the party and get a true peace agreement. He wants that. He doesn't want this war any more than we do. And so we're ready. We're ready to move forward. And I think what Treasury wants to do is make sure everybody has money at the same time, so that bondholders and us that are going for exchanges at the Redemption Center, we get all of that happening at approximately the same time. And when the when the tariff dividends come out for everybody, age 23 or 24, whichever it is, on up, everybody will have some money. They won't be like those of us who are exchanging or will be redeeming Zim, but they'll have some money. Everybody will feel better about that. So that is really all that we have right now. We're going to see what happens when they decide some things tomorrow, see if we do get notifications over the weekend, see whether we get started Monday, Tuesday with exchanges. I mean, there's a lot that's still not decided, not quite on our start, our timing to get started. So in the meantime, which is where we are, in the meantime, this is a perfect opportunity to get Sue's class about sovereign endowment, and it's known as Endow, E-N-D-O-W. In the subject line, put Endow 100. It's a two-class course, $100. So Endow 100 goes in the subject line. You can pay with PayPal if you have it. Let her know. If you don't have PayPal, you let her know. But send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated is integrated. Minds is minds at hushmail.com. Send it to her. Let her know if you have PayPal or not. Put your name and your cell phone number in the email so that she'll have it. She probably won't ever use it to call you, but she might text you if she needed to. Everything comes by email as a download. Plus, the email will include a approximately 70-page booklet that you can take and print out and have all of those all of those pieces of information that come in the class that you can have as a reference guide, either while you're listening or after you've listened to approximately 3 hours of teaching. It's an hour and a half each night, two classes, 3 hours total, $100 for both. So get that, send that off to Sue tonight, and she'll get it out to you as soon as she can. Be watching for your emails, because sometimes she'll send you something like an invoice, and then she won't hear from you for a while. Make sure you're watching your emails. Check your spam folder in case something gets in there. But when you send her that email, be looking for a response back, and then keep looking for the information as it comes to you as an email with a link that you click on, an audible link that you listen to, because this is audio only, these classes, all right? But they're very valuable, and you've heard the testimonies tonight, so be sure to go ahead and get those. All right, that is everything I wanted to say tonight. I hope everybody is together with us on this, and I look forward to talking with you guys on Tuesday. Let's see what happens over the weekend, and let's see if the EBS EAS kicks in tomorrow or Saturday, and what it says to us. All right, so we'll see how they bring that out. We'll see if we get notified over the weekend or whether it's early next week, and we'll be in touch and we'll talk to you on Tuesday. All right, so let's pray out the call. First of all, let me just thank Sue for a wonderful job tonight. And Bob, thank you for that class that you gave us tonight. And thank you, GCK and Doug, for the help that you've given. And also, Pastor Scott and Jeannie, thank you for your continued support of the emails for prayer and praise. And thank you, Satellite Team, for getting the signal out all over the globe. And thank you, Big Call Universe, all of you out there listening to the Big Call. We're well in our 15th year now, almost halfway through our 15th year. And let's pray the call out. So thank you very much for all that. Lord God, thank you so much for the information that came out tonight. We pray that the blessing is en route and ready to be received. We have our arms outstretched to receive it. Bring the blessing in, Lord God, so we can do what we need to do as good stewards to help up-level the playing field around the world. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Tuesday, and let's see what happens over the weekend. God bless you guys. Good night.